This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Voters in Chicago can request mail-in voting ballots in six languages, including English, but some residents have been receiving bilingual ballots, even if they don't request one and aren't bilingual. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana explains.
This election season, the Chicago Board of Elections has processed a record 497,000 vote-by-mail ballot requests. Aisha Hassan was one of those voters. But when she received her mail-in ballot, something made her second-guess its validity.
I was just very shocked when my ballot came in the mail last Wednesday, and it was in English as well as in Hindi.
So Hassan called the Chicago Board of Elections. They reassured her the ballot was real. But what confused Hassan was that they told her she received a Hindi ballot because of the neighborhood she lived in. And she lives in Pilsen, a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood where 45% of adults speak Spanish at home. Hassan thought maybe Spanish and English, but Hindi?
I wonder if this is like a weird form of racial profiling because I have a South Asian name and my parents are from Pakistan. And so maybe they just kind of assumed that I needed a Hindi ballot, even though I've never been able to read Hindi and can't speak Hindi.
And then something else happened. Hassan was in a doctor's waiting room and explaining her ballot mix-up to the Chicago Board of Elections. And when she got off the phone,
there was a gentleman there who said, you know what? I actually got my ballot last week, and it's an English-Italian ballot, and I don't actually live in a part of town that has a lot of Italian speakers. But my last name is Italian.
Based on the Voting Rights Act, the Chicago Board of Elections is required to have ballots in English, Spanish, Chinese, Hindi, Korean, and Tagalog. Maricel Hernandez is the chairwoman for the Chicago Board of Elections. She says every ballot that is sent out is by default in English and Spanish. But when determining which other language to send out, they identify areas that have limited English proficiency.
We use various resources, including the American Community Survey, which is a division of the Census Bureau and provides information on languages.
And it turns out Hassan was correct. Hernandez says when any voter requests a mail-in ballot, the Board of Elections may use last names to determine if the ballot should include a language in addition to English, even if the voter didn't request a bilingual ballot.
We just try our best based on the last name of the person. If there is a better scientific way of doing it, we definitely would pursue that. We haven't found it as of yet, but on the other hand, we really haven't received any complaints from voters.
Hernandez says the board translates ballots, touch screens, and the website. They also recruit bilingual judges to be on hand on election day. And in addition to the six languages required by federal law, voters in Chicago and Cook County can request ballots in six other languages at polling places. Those include Polish, Ukrainian, Russian, Arabic, Gujarati, and Urdu. And Aisha Hassan says she didn't mind receiving a Hindi ballot. She just wants other people to be aware so they aren't left wondering about the validity of their ballot.
I feel like I would have felt better if it had included just like a little note to explain why I got that particular ballot.
Hassan recently checked the clerk's website, and she's relieved to say her vote-by-mail ballot was received. Chicago voters have until October 29th to request a mail-in ballot. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.